This third Sunday in Easter, we read in Acts chapter 5, verse 41. So they left the presence of the Sanhedrin, rejoicing that they'd been found worthy to suffer dishonor for the sake of the name. What? Happy to be found worthy to suffer dishonor? Doesn't that sound counterintuitive? It's certainly countercultural today. I mean, who enjoys suffering? I know I don't. But isn't that how it is sometimes as a disciple? It can be uncomfortable. I think of how Peter must have felt in the gospel reading this week when Jesus asked him a third time, not once or twice, but three times, "Do you love me?" Pushing Peter a bit, probably making him uncomfortable. Here's a tough question. Do you worry that sacrificial giving will cause you some kind of suffering, cause you to be uncomfortable? Are you concerned that giving may require you to have to give up some comforts? I mean, you know, maybe you can't buy that new suit, or maybe you can't go on that excursion. I know I'm in New Orleans, and I can't go to Jazz Fest every weekend. I just don't want to spend that money. So I have to give up some things. And you know what? Even so, I can admit how blessed I am. You? I have to admit how God gives me everything. All we are and everything we have is a gift from God. As good stewards, we want to emulate God's generosity. In humble gratitude, we give and do for others as God gives to us, even if we have to suffer a bit for it. We do this joyfully in response to Jesus being raised from the dead. I mean, the resurrection changes everything. So our giving is a form of self-denial. It's our small-scale way to approach the self-giving of Jesus on the cross. Sacrificial giving, that amount that is at the edge of what you think you can afford, is laying your worldly desires at the foot of the cross and preferring instead to do God's will. It is an act of worship. Give and trust in Jesus and be found worthy to suffer as the apostles were found worthy. Give because it's not your money.